Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is the head coach of the Lions. He's Dan Campbell. Dan, good morning.
Morning.
Dan, how's it going? Thanks for joining us every Tuesday. And I got to ask you, with DJ Reed down, now Terrion Arnold down, I'm sure you've answered this question 100 times, but it's always next man up. But how do you get guys ready and prepared to face an offense that's led by Patrick Mahomes, and it's going to be on the road? It's going to be a rough environment.
Yeah, I mean, the guys that have been here, we give those guys a ton of reps. You know, I mean, they get a lot of real reps. You know, we try to always get, you know, we do ones versus ones, twos versus twos, twos versus ones outside of what we do on scout team, you know, the scout team work to prepare for the opponent. So we make sure that those guys that are up next are have been around our system as much as possible. Now, some guys just walk in the door, right? Like Flowers last week, he had to go to the game. But we try to acclimate some of these guys as fast as possible. And it's understood here that there cannot be a drop-off. Like, we're going to need you. And the coaches will set it up to where we spread the load, man. We, you know, some guys are going to have to pick up the slack in other areas. We know this very well. We know all about this. So we'll be ready for this.
Can you guys play as much man coverage? Does the defense have to shift at all when you're missing both those guys?
We're going to do it all. We're going to do it all.
Okay. I'd love to know about Giovanni Manu. What'd you think of his performance, and you know, what's it look like moving forward with Taylor Decker?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, you know, what I had said really after the game and then yesterday as well was just that it was up and down. You know, I thought there was some growth there. I thought he did some good things in the run game. I thought he showed some power. There was some get off. There was movement. I thought he showed some strong hands and anchor in some of the play-action pass game. Then there were some plays that weren't good, and he's going to learn from them. He's going to grow. It's his first start, and you know, unfortunately, that's sometimes the best way to grow is, you know, when those things happen to you in a game where you give up a significant play or something happens. Because it really, you know, that one singes in your brain. Then it's about the technique, the, you know, those things, my timing, and I got to learn from it.
Just a follow-up, because one of the things that I've always appreciated, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to get beat. It's the NFL. How did you see him respond? Like, what was the next play or the next series for him?
Yeah, I did think he responded. I thought he responded. I didn't think he went in the tank. And look, all his teammates are helping him out there. I mean, Hell Decker's on the sideline, you know, letting him know, hey, you need to, you know, think about this. This is how you ought to handle this. So, man, everybody, you know, is wanting to help that guy. And we do that with all our players, man. If you're if you're going in and you're expected to help us, man, they're the rest of our guys, they're good teammates, man. They're going to do whatever they got to do to help you. You know, try to lessen the burden on you if possible.
You guys made the decision with Taylor Decker not playing early in the week. Are you guys open to him playing this week? Have you made a decision yet?
Yeah, I don't know. And I didn't make that decision early in the week.
Oh, I thought I had read that it was like Tuesday you had decided. Maybe I got the wrong quote then.
So that's when I said that?
I thought I saw one of the beat writers say that you guys had made the decision on Tuesday of last week. If that's wrong, that's wrong. When do you make that decision this week?
Man, you take it every day and see where we're at. I mean, I know the next thing on Taylor is let's see where he's at Wednesday.
The defensive front for you guys has been able to apply a lot of pressure. And some of those were taken away from penalties, some of it self-inflicted. But, you know, we talked a lot about the edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson. How satisfied are you, and is there more for you guys to be able to get, especially with the prospects of Aleem McNeil coming back sooner rather than later?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting to know that you know, we're going to get Mac back here at some point, whether it's this week, whether it's next week or the week after. You know, we're just going to take this and see how much he can go and where he's at and how much growth has taken place, get him in shape, all of that. But, you know, I really feel like Hutch is just getting better every week, playing at a high level. And those guys around him are playing at a high level, man. You talk about, man, I just feel like we're violent, we're disruptive. Man, those guys play the run. Muhammad, you know, has been playing a little bit in the middle. Some of these longer yardage, we get him out there, and he's really playing like our defensive tackle. So if teams want to run it against us, you know, because they feel like we're light in there, which I get that. We get that. We know that's probably coming. He's got to be able to hold up in there and battle. But that's not the norm. The norm is most teams want to throw it. So, man, he's doing a heck of a job. He did a heck of a job in that game, you know. Reader, man, I thought played his tail off, can get an edge. You know, Lacey's been helping us out on the perimeter. Ty Lee got another bat down. So those guys are high level, and Hutch really leads that group. And then here we are talking about Mac. You know, Mac's not even back yet, but he's coming. So it's pretty exciting times, really, for our defense and our front.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell. David Montgomery had a hell of a game last week, and it looked like that was intentional to get him really going. You have so many mouths to feed in this offense. How much of it is what you game plan during the week, and how much of it is taking what happens in game and playing what the defense gives you?
Well, you got your vision for how you want the game to go and what you think is going to work when you get into it. But you also know, like always, I mean, we get different looks than most teams. We get a lot of unscouted looks. Or things that teams have not shown to this point. And so then you just got to be ready to adjust and adapt, which we had to do in this game as well. But we wanted to get them all involved. But we did want to get David going, you know, more than we were able to the week before. And I mentioned this, we wanted to get him going the week before. It just, that's the way it went. It was that type of game. And, you know, you go three and out and you can't sustain drives, then it's tough. You know, it's tough to spread the ball around, but we wanted to do that, and we did. We got him going really second half. We started to bust it open a little bit, and I thought he started to break some runs, but it was good for him to, you know, get that passing touchdown in the first half, and then he made a heck of a run in the second half. But it was good, man. We got playmakers here. You know, they all know they can help. They're all very explosive players, and we're glad we got them, that's for sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You talk about this team getting better every single week. What type of jump or where do you want to see improvement this week against the Chiefs?
Well, I think, you know, there's a couple of these things where, yeah, man, we found a way to win that game. We controlled it for really most of the game. You felt like we had that in our grasp. But there were things about it that we have to finish sooner. We can finish better. We shouldn't let it get to a certain point on some things. And those are self-induced. So these things that popped up that caused us not to be able to be in that position were self-induced issues. So we've got to cut those out, man. That's the next step, and we are improving. And I'm just talking about simple things. I think from a coaching staff perspective, too, I think we can calm a couple of things down, and we'll be that much more efficient. You know, so between us as coaches, the players, we just clean a couple of things up, and it's going to go a long way. But we continue to get better. We continue to find new ways to win. And this is going to be a tough game, you know, on the road at Arrowhead against really a winner. You know, that was a tough game last time, but they had a chance, and it came down to the wire. So we know what we're walking into. We're looking forward to it too, man. We love Arrowhead. I mean, it's a great place. It's a great opponent. It's a winner. Got a ton of respect for this team and this coach. So looking forward to it.
Coaches coach and players play. And you and I have had that opportunity to play in environments like Arrowhead and others like it, and there's a certain juice that you get from it. Now that you're on the sidelines, you can't put the helmet on and go in there, how do you perceive an environment like this, and what does it do for you now that you're coaching, calling plays, and managing the entire thing?
Well, you got to make sure your head's on straight and calm the hell down. That's what you have to do, because it is exciting. And you remember Arrowhead. Arrowhead's always been one of those great places to play. It's like, you know, it's a top five or top three, if not the best. It's just, you know, it's unique. The fans, the stadium itself, all of it. And then knowing you're going against the top-tier opponent, you know, it's the perfect recipe. So it gets exciting, but listen, man, that's the players. They're the ones out there on the field, and they gotta get themselves going, but then they gotta keep their heads about them. So anyway, this is gonna be great. We're looking forward to it.
He's Dan Campbell, Lions head coach. Dan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Dan.
Oh, okay. Have a good one.
It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, it's Mike Valenti. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valenti Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.